Diane Muse's new house on Iberville Street is about half a dozen blocks outside the French Quarter. I asked her,
can you give me a tour of your house?
Come on. This is the living room.
To say Muse loves her new home is somewhat of an understatement.
Keep in mind, we got two full bathrooms in here. It's just past beautiful. I don't know what more to say.
Muse has always worked, but she's never owned a home before. In fact,
I never dreamed that I would ever own a home. Never. And the way I got this home, it wasn't nobody but God. Because Providence looked it for me. Providence contacted me. I didn't contact Providence.
Muse is talking about Providence Community Housing, but a bit of a miracle was involved. See, the state gave Providence Community Housing a list of people who suffered significantly from Katrina. Muse says she was just like anybody else. She lost her home, her cars, everything. And here was Providence, out of the blue, saying, hey, you want to own a home? We can help you.
They sent me through this process. Everything they told me to do, I did it. And it wasn't hard. And I always was raised that I would never ever buy a home because I was so afraid. But when I met the ladies that work at Providence, it was smooth sailing. They walked me step for step.
Providence was founded right after the storm to address the needs of affordable housing, try to bring people home.
Terry North is the CEO of Providence Community Housing. She says as other developers were jockeying for tax credits and resources flooding into post-Katrina New Orleans, Providence set a clear mission.
We're going to represent the people that are probably not going to be the best served. We want to make sure the residents of Treme that lived there before that were displaced, the residents of Lafitte that were displaced, have the right to come back. They have an enormous historic culture that has been built for years upon years. And if they are displaced and they don't come back, we lose that as a city. We lose it as a city and we don't even know what we're losing.
Providence went to Atlanta, Houston, and Baton Rouge to make sure displaced New Orleans residents had all the information they needed so they could return if that's what they wanted to do. A few years later, when HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, decided to tear down the Lafitte housing project, HUD asked Providence to be involved in the new housing that would take its place.
What was rebuilt, we did with the help of the neighbors. And we said, what do you want to see? What kind of units do you want? And that's what we built. They were very, very clear that they didn't want to see big buildings. They wanted to see singles and doubles and things of that nature that look like the neighborhood they were in.
The result is Faubourg Lafitte. You may or may not have noticed it.
We didn't want our development to be noticeable. I mean, it's about the residents and the people who live in the neighborhood. And they wanted it to be seamless. It was important to them that they fit in with the fabric of the neighborhood. It's a historic neighborhood. We were building new construction, but we could be sensitive to the way the neighborhood looks. And when you drive by, we don't want you to go, oh, that's Lafitte. We want you to say, oh, those are really nice houses. That's a compliment.
Because the Faubourg Lafitte development replaced the housing project's big buildings with smaller singles and doubles, there are less units in those city blocks. But Providence is committed to replacing every single unit. And so they're building homes in the surrounding neighborhoods, homes for sale and for rent. Homes like Diane Muse bought.
When they gave me a list of homes to go look at, this was the first home I seen. I didn't go nowhere else. I stopped right here, stood outside on the sidewalk and called them and told them this is where I wanted to be. And I'm not going nowhere.
Learn more about Providence Community Housing at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.